Hey everyone, welcome to this episode. I am fired up. The topic today, or the title of this show, is called Be Obsessed. I freaking love it. I want to share with you why that resonates with me so much. Hey, you know, something I haven't shared with you guys in regards to these podcasts, depending on the platform that you're listening to, there might be a speed adjustment that you can make on your podcasts. So whether you want to slow it down or speed it up. So typically, just for an example, I will set my podcast when I'm listening to them, somewhere between 1.2 and 1.5 speed, depending on who's speaking. And it might sound a little bit fast at first, but your ears and your brain kind of get used to it. And so a couple things, you can go through the podcast a little quicker, and also depending on what the topic is about, sometimes a little faster, is a little, adds a little bit more, heartbeat to it. So I hope that helps. And I hope that I'm adding value through these podcasts. I'm so glad I started these. I'm going to pause right here and show you how I did. Okay. Welcome back. So be obsessed. So I want to take that just for a second and talk about versus what. And obsessed about what? So in my definition of be obsessed, it's going to be anything that pertains to a win. And that win can pertain to whatever you're going after in your life. So whether it's fitness, whether it's nutrition, whether it's finances, whether it's a sports performance, whatever it is, achieving, fill in the blank, right? Whatever you're trying to achieve in life. So there's people who, that you know, it might be yourself or it's people around you that you see that are just like crushing it. And whether you see it in them or you see it in yourself or you've had conversations with them, or with others who aren't crushing it, the word that usually comes up is balance. So be obsessed versus balance. So obsession versus balance. So there's people on the other end of the spectrum that are going to say, you need to have balance in life, right? You can't just be obsessed with your goals. And here's my encouragement for today. My encouragement is to think about anyone who has achieved anything that you find respectable in your life. So whether that's someone who's achieved a high level financially or spiritually or in their business, in their relationships, in their sports, athletics, nutrition, in their growth, in whatever it is. And ask yourself, were they just a little bit obsessed? Obsessed just means that you're going to go for it. Obsessed means that you have an obsession on that result. Like that result that you're looking for is non-negotiable. And that result that you're looking for being non-negotiable, you have to be obsessed in order to achieve it. And when you're obsessed, that means that you are leaving some things out. So when I say that, I mean where people are saying, well, you should have more balance in your life. You can't just be obsessed. You can't be obsessed all the time. You need more balance. Typically, the people that are saying that are not achieving at a high level. They're not really getting after their goals. Or if they are achieving, it's not all they got. It's not everything in the tank. They're comfortable. Right? So you have to ask yourself, what's better? Being obsessed or being balanced? Or what's worse? Being obsessed or being balanced? And you have to ask yourself, what do you want? I know that if I want to hit a certain time on a run, for example, and it's not just some time that I'm comfortable with, like a PR, right? A personal record. if I want to hit a personal record on a run, I have to be obsessed with the training. I can't just be balanced, meaning that, okay, well, I can train here as long as I have this much time here and this much time here and this much time here. I won't hit my personal record. How bad do you want what you're going for? And is what you're going for at a level that creates a result that is worth going after? Does that make sense? Like, why go after something and half-ass it if the result isn't going to be worth it? Does that make sense? Like, why put what you might feel a lot of effort, not obsessed effort, but a lot of effort into something to get a meh result, a so-so result, an average result? That's called work. That's work. That's going to a job every single day. That's putting a lot of effort in because you're trading 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, whatever it is for you. And I'm not going to say that your results are so-so or average, but for most people, they want more out of life than the results that they're getting from their job right now. So are they obsessed? No. No. If they were obsessed in having more, let's say financially, if we're talking about a job, having more financially, then they would be doing something also outside of their job, which would therefore create less quote unquote balance in their life. And that's when people say, oh, you're a little bit crazy. Oh, you're obsessed. Because you're working your full-time job and you're working a hustle on the side. Why? Because there's a result that you're after. And the result has to be worth it in order for you to be obsessed. I think we have to be careful about listening to, you know, this is why it's always so important to realize who you're surrounded by, right? Love your friends and family, but choose your peer group. Because if you're choosing to be around people, which we all do, right? So the people that you're choosing to be around, what are they saying to you? Like, what are the words? Are people telling you what you want to hear or telling you what you need to hear? Or telling you the opposite of both, right? When you're really going after something in life, number one, if you're obsessed about something, let's say it's your finances. I say, I want to get financially free, and you're going to go for it. So you have your job, you have your career, now you found another vehicle that's going to help, that you're going to run right alongside with. You have to be obsessed in winning, or it's not going to happen. So number one, you have to find the vehicle of whatever it is. In this case, we're talking about finances. So you have to find the vehicle. And this could be about anything. It doesn't have to be finances. I'm just going to use this for the example. So you have to find the vehicle, and then you have to get obsessed. And when you're getting obsessed, you're really going to tap into, you're going to have so many obstacles, roadblocks, people, mental battles, that you're really going to have to find yourself in that process. You're really going to have to find who you are. You're going to have to do things, say things, be things that help you become more of who you are so that you feel better about how you feel. Does that make sense? So that you, when you are more of yourself, you're more in alignment. When you're in alignment, you know that what you're going for is what is your true north, like your result that you're after. Like, it all has to be aligned. So if you find that, you know, you have people around you that are, you know, calling you extreme or obsessed or a little crazy. I mean, look at that nutrition. I mean, are you sure? Don't you think that nutrition is a little bit extreme? Don't you think that outfit that you're wearing is a little bit extreme? Don't you think waking up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, don't you think that's a little extreme? I mean, look at your hair. Don't you think that's a little extreme? Why do you need to work out so much? You need to have some balance. Why do you need to have those tattoos? Why do you need another tattoo? Why do you have to feel like you need to read every single day? Don't you need some balance? You need more balance. Those are the things we have to be, you have to set your boundaries on what you're taking into your life through words from your peer group. And I get it, right? So hear me on this. You have your peer group that you choose to be around, and then you have your work environment, which you have no fucking choice. These people are around you, and they could suck the freaking life out of you. I get it. You have to be strong. You have to. Don't have conversations. If your conversations are always negative, don't have conversations. Don't share your dreams with people who shit all over them. Because when people give up on themselves, they just rip other people down. Because people that are going after their dreams always encourage other people to go after their dreams. So if someone's not encouraging you to go after your dreams, it means they've given up on theirs. Don't engage. Don't engage. So when we're talking about being obsessed versus being balanced, I just wanted to share with you like a visual. When you look at a scale, what's the number on the scale when it's completely balanced? That's right, zero. So do you want zero results? Because if you're trying to find balance in your life, that's what you're gonna have. And you might say, hey, wait a minute, Chris, I don't have zero results. Okay. Are you happy with your results? Are they life-changing? Or are they middle of the road results? Middle of the road, balance, zero. And I'm not trying to shit on anyone. I'm just saying, if you're looking for balance, you're not going to find the wins. In order to win in anything, you have to be obsessed. You have to be obsessed. And I'm going to leave you with this. Communication with your spouse is going to be key in this. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that Danny and I, we read the same books. We're on the same page with most everything. Now, do we have different personalities? Yes. I get obsessed very easily with a lot of things. So my obsession could be even in, if we're looking at a new car, for example, I'll get obsessed in researching the shit out of it because my values are different. And I don't mean that Danny wouldn't want a good car, but what she feels is a good car for her is maybe not what I feel is a good car for me. Some people like cars, some people like trucks, right? People have different personality types. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I could get obsessed in lots of different areas in my life. You have to have the conversations with your spouse. We've had it many times, and Danny, you know, understands my personality and my obsession. Now, it doesn't mean the more obsessed you are, the more you win. That's not what that means. You need to have the mental fortitude to get your wins. You can't just be obsessed and have a rah-rah session and expect to win. You have to have what it takes to get through the mental battles that obsession is going to put in front of you. So it's not the deeper the obsession, the more you win. Or like in other words, it's not the deeper the obsession, the more money you make. That's not it by any means. You just need to have a level of obsession, knowing that you're going to be out of balance. Knowing that there is no such thing as balance. Balance equals zero. So there is a thing called balance. And as I just said, that equals zero. So communicate with your spouse. Let them know what you're doing. Get them on board. Let them know why you're doing it. Is it for you? Is it for them? Is it for longevity of your family? Is it for your health? Is it for your finances? Be honest. Be obsessed with communication. I'm talking to myself right now as I talk to you. So ask yourself this question: what are you obsessed about? What are you going after? Do you want more or not? And if you do, you have to ask yourself those tough questions. What am I going after? Am I obsessed? Or am I just dabbling in it, trying to find balance? If it works, it works. If you have that attitude, if it works, it works. It won't work. It never does. That's like saying, well, if I find $100 on the ground, I'll pick it up. Right? So my encouragement is to you is take a minute, think about your goals, prioritize them some, and ask yourself, are you obsessed in reaching the outcome, or are you trying to find balance? And if the outcome comes, it comes. Good question to ask yourself. Look at, if you guys found any value from this podcast today, number one, thank you for all of the support. You guys have been amazing. And if you found some value in this, screenshot this, post it on your social media with a takeaway. And tag me in it so I can be sure to shout you out on my social media. And you'll also be entered to win some cool shit that I give away every week. Thank you guys. We'll talk to you soon.